Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about the rest of our Chicago Craft Beer Week, and then we let you know about some of the events happening this weekend. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we have survived Chicago Craft Beer Week.
We did it, man. We need a t-shirt or a bumper sticker or something.
Right, or a beer.
Or another beer.
But yeah, thanks for joining us on another episode. If this is your first time listening, Chicago Beer Pass is all about just talking about all the drinking events here in and around Chicago. We talk about the ones we went to and then let you know about the ones coming up that you should be checking out and getting excited for.
True.
And then every week we drink a local beer, and this week is no exception. From Beguile, we're drinking Euchred.
Yeah, this is the Euchred Midwest India Pale Ale. Uh-huh. So I was at Beguile recently, man. They've got we took the brew bus there on Sunday. They've got this they've got a really wild growler fill system.
I know they do. Yeah, I think they're like one in like there's only like three of them.
Yeah,
and they have one.
It's great, like pressure fill. They call it Hans Gruber. Uh-huh. You can fill a 2.5 liter growler. You can go 32, 64, yeah. Or you can even go a little smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This is they were named Time Out Chicago's Best New Brewery 2013.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool. Basically on the other side of tracks from Metro, right? Up on the north side?
Basically, yeah. And not far from Timber Lanes, where Bowling with the Brewers happened. We'll get into that. But this is a great beer. It's coming in at like 6.2, and it's just easy drinking, enjoyable. I'm liking it.
Yeah, and it says here that they're using hops all from the Midwest. So hops from Michigan, hops from Wisconsin. So,
yeah. Nice.
It's nice. It's bitter in a good way, very earthy, not like a super hot bomb.
No, not at all.
6.2%. So, yeah, fresh local beer, man.
Just what we need.
Just what we need.
Well, we'll sip on this as we talk about our second half of Chicago Craft Beer Week, because we've already, last week we did like the first half, yeah. And now you get to hear us wrap it up here.
Yeah, so this is the final like four days or so of CCBW 2014, man. It's in the books.
Whew. All right, so since we recorded, we recorded last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, I think I just recorded and then I went home, and that was probably it. But then Thursday was Bowling with the Brewers.
Right.
Check that out. That's over at Timber Lanes. That's always a fun event. It's usually pretty underrated. Not very many people go to it. It's just the brewers really hanging out. Chicago Beer Society people are there, and just bowling. All the brewers are drinking White Russians.
Dude, can I get a White Russian?
Yeah.
All the brewers are wearing robes and sunglasses.
If only.
and ordering White Russians.
Mm-hmm. They had, I think, $4 or $5 anti-hero on tap. That's really the only decent beer they have on tap there, and that's, I think, why everyone's drinking White Russians.
And that's probably why it's a good event, because like it's one of those events where only brewers, for the most part, are showing up. Brewers are long-time, you know, beer drinkers that know all the brewers.
But if you wanted to go and like meet any of the brewers, I just feel like that'd be a perfect event to go to, and you could just kind of talk to them in a very informal setting. It's not about their beer; it's just them hanging out, and yeah. You know, you can bowl with them, beat them, and say you beat them in bowling.
Yeah, people that if I ever meet people from out of town, they always comment on how, you know, the camaraderie amongst the Chicago brewers and brew pubs is like different from other places.
Yeah.
And events like this are probably why. Like, these guys are really friends.
Sure.
You know, well, I'll hear some stories where like, hey, you know, they might borrow, you know, hops or yeast from each other if they're low, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like they actually do want to see each other do well, because, you know, it's good for the scene when everyone's doing good. So
Right. And there's a good amount of people there. I was on Steve Hamburg's team.
Little Stevie, man. Shout out to Stevie Hamburg, man. That guy's awesome.
He can bowl, man. He's a good bowler. And then, what, Deb Turner was there. Will was there. The AL Syndicate guys were there. Sam from AL Syndicate had his dog with him.
Was he bowling with his dog?
Yeah, he was bowling with his dog. His dog's like 10 weeks old. He said he never leaves his side.
Man.
And he's just carrying this dog around. It's like a black lab beagle mix. It's cute.
That's awesome. I got nothing, man. When I was a kid, man, a dog tore up my shoes. Like my only pair of shoes for the summer when I was like a teenager.
And so you're done with dogs?
I'm done with dogs. I'm not really a dog person, but I get the bond, you know.
Yeah. You can't let one dog sour your whole experience.
I'm still getting over it, man. I'm a sensitive guy, Brad.
They must have been nice shoes.
Dude, they were black top. The Reebok black tops, man. The ones you pump up.
Oh, okay.
God. Jeez. I'm sorry, man. We're off topic, man.
But also, speaking of Beguile, Kevin was there. I don't know if I ever saw him bowl. I think he was busy taking selfies.
He's so. The selfie king of Chicago is Beguile Kevin.
And then, yeah, a handful of other people there. Davin from Wiseacre, they were in town for their tap takeover was that night at Haymarket.
Oh, right on.
And so they were in town, got to say hi to him, and, you know, his wife was there and some other friends. And, yeah, it was a fun night.
Very cool. I went to, after our last recording, I went over to Pizza Rustica in Wrigleyville.
Oh, okay.
And there was an event there for Krabby's Ginger Beer. So Krabby's Ginger Beer is a product of UK. It's like an English beer. It's actually I always look at ginger beers as like, you know, the non-alcoholic ginger beer.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you go to like a Jamaican restaurant or something, and it's like a soda. Ginger beer is like a soda.
You only get fooled once.
Right.
Like, I'll take a ginger beer. What? What is this?
It's like, you know, yeah, it's like a soda with a lot of ginger. So this is an alcoholic ginger beer. So apparently it's the number one selling bottle beer in the UK. They're moving like 3 million bottles of this stuff like every year. It was weird.
Never heard of it.
Me either. I mean, I've heard the name, but I've never had it. So they were in town. Apparently they're in 42 US states.
Okay.
And they're expanding. So this is the orange variant. It's the spiced orange variant of the original ginger beer. So it's orange ginger.
Okay.
So we were at a place called Pizza Rustica, which was really cool. I always get emails about it, but I never go. I went there and it was just flat out amazing. Like very, very warm, very rustic. You know, it's like when you think Wrigleyville, obviously you just think, you know, sports bars.
Sure.
And this was totally different from that.
Okay.
So they did a 4-course dinner with like 5 cocktails. And the guys
with their different with their orange ginger beer
and everything. The theme throughout every dish and every cocktail was the orange ginger beer.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So it was great, man. Now I think this place is officially like on my list of things to hit when I'm after a Cubs game.
Okay.
Most of the time it's like, okay, we're going to Sheffield's or Goose Wrigley or Blokes and Birds, and the list is very short.
Right. Those are your list.
So, those are my go-to places. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, but I would definitely add Pizza Rustica to that place, man.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So that was cool. I went there and I got completely schooled on like what ginger beer was. They actually use lager yeast, so it is actually a beer and it actually sits on like fresh ginger. And they haven't changed the recipe since like the 1800s, and they sell a lot of this stuff.
That's nuts. Okay, I'm gonna have to keep an eye out for that and give that a try.
Yeah, they were saying how they won Best in Show at an event called the Fairfax Beer Festival in San Francisco.
Okay.
Up against, like, you know, all the traditional domestics on the West Coast.
Crazy.
I haven't found anything online about this yet.
They might have made this up to impress you.
But they said, but that's what they told me. So, not saying it's not true. I'm just saying I haven't found anything on it yet. Okay. So. But yeah, but they were really cool. Family-owned business, man. It was a really fun time. Pizza Rustica was really the star of that event. They got they got some really good dishes and always a blackboard of stuff that's not on the menu. So you can order off the blackboard, you know, just for like today's special, or you can order from the menu, man.
Okay.
Yeah, right at Irving and Sheridan. So good stuff.
And the rest of their beer selection is pretty nice there.
Yeah,
too.
So the it's a husband and wife duo. The husband's a chef and the wife, she curates the, you know, the wines, the cocktails, and all the spirits and the beer. So she hand selects all these beers. All her beers are under 7%, which is cool.
Oh, cool.
And they really try to focus on, you know, balance and complexity and things that go well with food. You know? So that was cool. It's a bottle list of about 23 beers.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that was Thursday.
Cool. So then what was Friday your night off then? Because you were doing one night on, one night off.
Yeah, that kind of went out the window, man.
Oh, okay.
At the end of Chicago Craft Beer Week, man. So I went on the Lakeshore Beverage boat. So it's a craft. They call it the Craft Beer Cruise. I actually saw Sam. He didn't from Ale Syndicate. He didn't have his dog.
No dog.
No dog.
He Maybe was, the dog gets seasick.
Yeah, he was Sam's dog, but he was there for the Lakeshore Beverage is the distributor in town that used to be River North. So right. there's really three big players in town, right, for distributing. There's Glunns, right, and then there's CBS, which is basically the Miller Network. And then, you know, they've got Half Acre and some other big names on that brand.
And there's Windy City.
And then they bought Windy City.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So there's Glunns, there's Windy City, or the CBS network. And then there's Lakeshore.
Okay.
So Lakeshore has just their bigger brands are like Virtue, Founders, and Goose. Those are probably their bigger brands, right?
Okay.
And then so they threw this cruise and it was great, man. I haven't been on a boat this big that served craft beer on all three. It was a three level boat. It was like the Mystic Blue.
Jeez,
you know, it's like it's huge. side note, like Navy Pier's under construction, which is kind of weird. This kind of sucks because you know it's summer. Like, why are you waiting the summer to go under construction? Like, so we had to walk through all this weird, you know, it was messy getting from the street to the boat was kind of messy.
Can't say I go to Navy Pier, so.
It's a tourist trap. Let's just call it what it is. You know, it's ridiculous. But this boat was pretty cool. They did it the right way, man. There was food and beer on each level.
Oh, nice.
You know, level two was kind of ridiculous. You had Jolly Pumpkin, you had Virtue, you had Ale Syndicate, like and Founders. Who Founders was pouring KBS on draft. Whew. Like all on the same level. You're like, what the fuck's going on?
So you stayed on that level most of the time, though,
dude. It was ridiculous, man. Yeah. So this was the only complaint I had about this event was that I didn't really like the DJ.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't know if I'm being picky or not, but you know, old grumpy man. Right? And the DJ was kind of like he was playing tunes that was kind of like you ever see those guys and they're like wearing the they're wearing jeans, but then they're wearing like a suit coat.
Okay.
They're wearing a blazer with the jeans, and they got like a lot of product in their hair, and you know they're fist pumping.
Okay.
They were playing stuff for that crowd, but none of those guys were on this boat. So we're like, why are you playing these mashups that no one wants to hear, bro? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we want to just hear old school hits,
dude.
Right?
Just play the hits, man. Yeah, but other than that, man, I mean, it's a boat. And it's got craft beer on all three levels.
That's awesome. I love a booze cruise.
Yeah, booze cruise. It's hard to screw that up. So that was actually a really, really good time. Great idea. And talking to the guys, man, their Hop Thesis, which is a local brewery, is making a beer specifically for this boat, and they're gonna have a series of craft beer events on this boat all season.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, on the Mystic Blue. So.
Oh, awesome. That should be fun. So definitely check that out if you're looking for a booze cruise. Friday night, I didn't do anything craft beer related, but then Saturday was the West Loop Fest.
Closing ceremonies.
Right.
Yeah, 5th annual Chicago Craft Beer Week, closing ceremonies, West Loop Fest. They block off a whole city block, and they block off a whole city block.
Yeah.
and they invite 60 breweries.
So I think we both made it there. I kicked it off first with Brunch Republican. I'm over there.
Good call.
Right. So you get a Bloody Mary, have a beer, you just go ahead and walk on over to the festival.
I've never been to Publican.
Oh my gosh.
Never. I mean, I went there once for a meeting, but never just like dined at Publican.
Okay. You can go just grab a beer and some pork rinds. That's always a good time, too. Like at night, like they closed kitchen, I think, at 10. So you can stop in there anytime and just stand there. You don't have to, it's nothing fancy. Don't let it intimidate you.
I know a lot of people that'll tell you the Publican is the best restaurant in the whole city.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And great beer selection, too. So. But that's the Publican. We're going to need to talk about West Loop Fest here.
West Loop Fest. Yeah. So, I mean, kudos to the Guild, man, because really their two big events before last year were the Oak Park Microbrew Review, right, which is a block party very similar to this. And then FOBAP,
yeah.
Right? Those are their big parties. So now they've created this West Loop Fest. This is the second year of it. Mm-hmm. And, man, you know, last year was really cold. And people were kind of like how beer in the glass was this year. Yeah. But this year was like perfect weather. And
it was nice. It had a good breeze. It was just comfortable to be outside.
Yeah. There's a VIP section. And there's breweries, man. There's 60 breweries. Mm-hmm. You know, and the cool part is very similar to Oak Park. It's open to the public. So if you've got a glass and, I don't know, either tickets or a wristband, you can get beer.
Yeah.
But if you're just a dude who lives in West Loop and you just want to walk through the fest, you
can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that I thought that was the coolest part. And Yeah, I tried the Still, man. I'm really hooked on their sour program. So I was really excited about their beers.
I wish they would have the Strawberry Blonde. Yeah, tell me about that's it. That's a good beer.
Yeah, I had their Flemish Brown.
Okay.
And just big and tart. Almost like it was like a Sour Patch Kid. I loved it. It was great, man. Saw TK, saw Quarter there, and Penrose. Got to try Vice Brewing for the first time, or Vice District.
Vice, yeah, I had them. They're open up on the south side.
Yeah, they're ESB. They're going to be in the South Loop, not too far from like McCormick Place and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying they wanted to get they really wanted to be a Loop brewery, like, you know, right downtown in the middle of everything. But the guys who were going to lease them the space said that, hey, they didn't really want people there after like 10 p.m.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So they just moved it to the South Loop because they live not too far from the South Loop, they were saying. So that was cool. Getting a scoop on them because I've never had their stuff.
No, yeah. I talked to them for a little bit and, you know, definitely want to go out there and talk to them some more once they kind of get their equipment together. They said it's coming soon, I think.
Yeah, they were saying summer, like late summer, like July, like this year. Who else did I have that I remember that was really good?
Four Hands had a really good wheat beer with orange zest called Contact High. That was awesome.
That's a killer name.
It's like, I don't know, 4 or 5%, and it's just easy drinking. That orange really comes out, and I think it might be a good summer beer.
I was talking to the guys at Wild Onion for a long time because that was the first brewery I hit when I walked in. I noticed those guys. They redesigned their label. Like their the whole logo for the company.
Oh, man, I didn't even see them. Maybe that's why I missed them.
Cause... Yeah, because it's like red, black, and white. It's like not traditional what they used to make at all.
Okay.
And I had their Belgian IPA. They said they've got a new brew house. So they're basically going to have two brew houses on their property. So like the original brew house, and then what was the parking lot is going to be like a second brew house with like a bottling line. Yeah.
So are they going to brew at both of them? Or?
I think so. I think the it'll be like kind of the old brew house will primarily be for the pub.
Okay.
And for draft, and then I think the second brew house is kind of dedicated to like bottles and cans.
Okay, that makes sense then.
So they sit on, if you ever go up there, it's Barrington, Illinois, but they've got, they sit on 10 acres of land, and they've got a really nice brew pub up there.
Okay.
Like lots of weddings and like private events on their land. Yeah, big man-made lake in the back. It's actually like pretty cool.
Nice, okay. Yeah.
You got to get to Barrington, Illinois first.
Sure, I think you can take a metro out there, right?
You can. Okay. And it's like maybe 2 miles from the metro.
Okay. That's not bad then.
Yeah. So West Loop was great, man. I thought it was a very appropriate closing ceremony.
Yeah. It wasn't too crazy either. I had no problem like getting beer. I think I waited in line like a couple of people just because I wanted to try something else or something that everyone else wanted. But otherwise, you could just walk up to anybody and just...
Exactly. I mean, I think there were a lot of people there, but it was really easy to get beer. So it was just very festive. You know, kind of like the taste of Chicago or the taste of Randolph Street or any other block party would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just great to like block off, you know, 2 blocks downtown Chicago and just party, you know, in the big city right downtown.
Yeah. And I think what made it even more comfortable was that no one was doing like, we're tapping this beer at 1 p.m. Yeah. Like line up. There was no special tappings and it made it much more enjoyable. Like it's just like, these are beers. We're showcasing them. Come and have them. Like, don't get in line and like make a huge mess here because we want people to walk up and down the street, try everyone's beer. You know, it's all about everyone in Chicago.
Right. Hey, one more thing. I did try Transient Ales and apparently, because we confuse them with Side Project down in Perennial, but you know, one of the Perennial dudes is doing Side Project.
Yeah.
But Transient is not them.
Okay.
But Transient had a Berliner Weiss. And it was traditional Berliner Weiss. So you walk up to them and they would give you the standard version. And then they give you the version with like, you know, blackberries.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And that was good. I mean, it was really warm that day. So I really appreciated like, you know, some of the lighter stuff.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time standing in front of break room.
Jenga. Dude, they had a gigantic Jenga board or, you know, game.
Yeah. I don't know if there's the owner. I didn't even really talk to him, but he built a giant Jenga thing out of 2x4s. And it was a blast.
That was ridiculous.
it was tough to play. I saw it got out of hand twice. The first two games I saw somebody, you have to like kind of push the Jenga pretty hard, the Jenga pieces. And some guy, first guy, he like jerked it really hard to pull it out and the board went flying into the crowd of people. It didn't hit anybody.
But it could have.
Then the next game, somebody did the same thing, and a girl from Half Acre, I forget her name.
The one that's always wearing the dresses. No, was it her?
I don't think so,
okay.
No.
Okay.
But she was standing pretty close, and she had a full beer, and the board hit her cup. I don't think it really hit her, but the beer exploded all over her. And then from then on out, the break room guy was like, do not jerk them out. Because you want to pull them out fast so it doesn't fall, but it's dangerous when you have a crowd of people and a 2x4 is going to come flying.
You know, Brad, this is why we can't have nice things.
I know.
God damn it. But at least they were able to check and adjust, and no one got hurt. That's the theme here. No one got hurt. Everybody had a good time.
And it was fun. I played a few times. May have knocked it over on her first try.
That was funny.
I think it was like the third turn, and she picked the wrong one and knocked the entire Jenga thing over.
It's fun. It's almost like when someone it spills and ends the Jenga game. It's almost like usually at another festival where someone drops a glass and everyone's like, "Oh, bye!" You know, like it was kind of like that. It was a nice touch. Yeah, those guys were great. Yeah. So.
So that was a good time. It went from, if you got VIP, it went from 12 to 5. I think I left around like a little around 4. And then I rolled over to Half Acre, okay. Or not Half Acre, Haymarket, because it's right down the street there.
Okay, so did you try some of the Wiseacre stuff from Devon?
Yeah,
that was Devon?
That was the reason I wanted to go over there, is because I didn't get to have any on Thursday.
Yeah.
So they had like 11 or 13 on Thursday for the tap takeover, and there was 8 left, so I tried 3 or 4 of them now, okay. And they were all really good. They had a really good coffee beer that was on.
Yeah, for you guys that don't know Wiseacre, Davin, who's the brewmaster at Wiseacre down in, I believe, Memphis, Tennessee, maybe, because that's where he's from. He used to brew at a handful of the Rock Bottom Chicagoland locations, you know, like the one downtown and then a couple ones in the burbs.
He started Popfest in Warrenville.
Popfest in Warrenville.
It was his idea with the original popcorn malt liquor. That was all him. And, you know, he's making really good beer. I talked to him for a while at Bowling with the Brewers, and he said people are loving their stuff down there.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other breweries around town, but people are liking what they're doing.
Because when you think of Memphis, like, you don't really think of, like, one craft brewery that comes to mind. So it's probably, the town's probably, like, there for the taking.
Yeah.
If you're making good stuff and people can know about it, they're going to come and, like, probably just hang out, like, all day. Yeah.
But he's having a good time down there. And then from there, I think I went over to Emporium, just played some pinball. They had some decent beers on tap because they were doing events almost every night during Craft Beer Week.
Yeah.
So it's from there. And yeah, that was kind of, it was an early night for me because I had bike to drive the next day.
So you were one of those dudes. I was trying to take a brew bus downtown and Lakeshore Drive's closed. So because it was closed for a bike to drive, it's like the one day of the year where, like, I don't know, 10,000 or so bikes just ride down Lakeshore Drive, which sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
It's like,
if you're on a bike.
Not only does it sound awesome, it actually is pretty cool.
But yeah, I was done by 8 o'clock, so your brew bus probably wasn't there yet.
No.
But then you made it somewhere else. You went and ventured onward and after.
Yeah, so after West Loop Fest, I went to Brew La La. And Brew La La is Chef Juan Kim's underground showcase, underground Chicago breweries, right? So it's like it's a combination of up-and-coming breweries as well as established Chicago breweries that we know about. So this was at the Chop Shop. The Chop Shop's in Wicker Park. It's the place we talked about last week. It's a restaurant, but it's also a deli. So that's why they call it Chop Shop.
Yeah.
Right? But they have, like, this event space in the back for, like, 400 people, you know, like, multi-level. And they got a rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Brew La La is one of those events I really wanted to hit because our very first documentary on Chicago Beer Geeks was one of Juan Kim's events.
Oh, cool.
You know, where, like, it was a homebrew competition where the winner got to make his beer with Stone and Two Brothers.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then it was one of these underground events where, like, a lot of these guys who start these breweries, these underground breweries, go on to, like, be production breweries.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, Ryan from Ryan Burke from Virtue Cider, he was at one of these events from, it was, he was called a Second Story Brewing.
Oh, okay. And then, like, I remember hearing that.
18th Street, they were at one of these events.
Yeah.
The Spiteful guys, they were there. Yeah, so, and then, Rude Hippo, which is actually Contract Brewing at 18th Street. Like, a lot of these guys, or even the Dry Hop Brewer, a sister brewer, Adrian, he featured his beers at this event under the name Corazon. And, you know, so it's like one of these events where guys who are interested in, like, entering the brewing industry, they started here and then they went on to get like professional brewing jobs.
That's awesome.
You know,
okay.
Which is cool. Like, I'm, you know, I don't know if they're directly connected, right?
You're making the connection.
But I'm making the connection. I'm like, dude, there's like seven dudes around town that have like pro brewing gigs that started at this event.
Okay.
So I wanted to go.
Nice. Yeah. So how was it?
It was great, man. I had a good time. The DJ was killing it, unlike the Lakeshore event. The DJ was awesome, man, playing like a lot of old house music and just playing stuff that just got people bouncing, you know. And then the rooftop was a nice touch because it's finally seasonably warm.
Finally.
And
yeah.
Then, you know, I had a beer from Rude Hippo called Beating Heart, which was a Kolsch with beets added. Which is like super weird on paper. But then when you try it, it's like the beets are like a really nice touch. Like it's a very subtle approach to adding beets to a Kolsch.
Yeah, was it pretty red?
Yeah, it was very red. It was almost like it had like a pinkish hue to it.
Okay, because it doesn't take much beets to dye something, like
no.
Beet juice.
Like if you take a beet and eat it, like your fingers will be red.
Yeah.
Right? So it was like... Yeah, it was interesting. It was good to see people experimenting. You know, I thought Kimball Brewing is the guys from Spiteful. They one of the guys is trying to launch Kimball Brewing.
Okay.
And he used to be in the Low Dive crew, Andy. So he had some sours on display. He had like a Berliner Weiss on display. And it was cool just to see the creativity of some of these underground brewers.
Yeah.
Alongside guys like Goose Island, who brought the Ogden. And, you know, Temperance brought their English IPA that we had on the show. That kind of thing.
Well, yeah. Homebrewers, they love to, like, do stuff with beets or just weird ingredients.
Just wacky stuff.
That you don't see, like, big brewers do. Maybe it could be because cost-wise or just getting that quantity or time even, like,
yeah.
It takes to... peel all those oranges or something like
right,
that, you know,
right.
Or make key lime pies and put in there, whatever your crazy ideas are.
Right. So kudos to those guys, man. And just a little bit more, another note on homebrewing. Like one time we spoke to the guys that we were talking about the origin of Bourbon County Stout. And John Hall was saying that a lot of that came from the Chicago Beer Society, which is basically a homebrew group.
Yeah.
How they were experimenting with barrel-aged beers.
Oh,
and that kind of inspired Goose to put beers in a barrel. So there's a direct connection between homebrewing and production brewing that's very strong and very prevalent. And it was cool to see that on display at an event.
Yeah.
So that was cool. So I went to that.
Nice.
And then... the last thing I went to was the Sour and Lambic Fest at Delilah's.
And that was Sunday night?
Yeah, that was Sunday afternoon from like noon to 5.
On the final day of craft beer
the
week.
The very last day. I know Brad doesn't like this day. If there's a taking a vote, Brad's going to vote that it end on the Saturday.
At the closing ceremony.
at the closing ceremony, because that's on Saturday. Yeah, so I went to Delilah's really quick. And it was the Lambic and Sour Fest, and which is Delilah's thing every quarter. They do a different theme, like a Sunday afternoon party.
Uh-huh.
And this one was Lambics and Sours. So the cool part about this event is most of their beer was in bottles that just sat right on the table. Right on the bar, I mean.
Yeah.
And then some of it was on draft. So I had the La Folie, and then what I didn't know is that the La Folie actually is a blend of four different beers. So they're called Oscar. So Oscar F1 through Oscar F4, right? Those are the components that make up La Folie.
Yeah.
I never knew that. So they've got kegs of all four components.
Oh, very cool.
Which was cool. Yeah, so I got to try those beers. You know, one's very woody.
Did you try blending them like separately, like one and three? And
I wanted to, but I was at Delilah's because I snuck out because I was hosting a brew bus that was at Atlas.
Okay.
So I only popped in to Delilah's. I hope nobody's listening. But I popped in for Delilah's for like 10 minutes to, you know, just try some of the beers. And I really like Mike Miller, so I went to say hi to him and congratulate him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only one I really tried at that fest. Okay. But some of the guys, if you ever been over there, Delilah's sits like, it's like three doors down from Atlas,
right.
Atlas Brewing. So some of the guys that I knew were at Atlas at the bar, and they were saying like, dude, there's some sours in there from 1999. So they went really into the vault for these beers. Most of it was bottle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you buy one ticket or two tickets or four tickets, gets you samples of these really, really awesome older goozes.
Very cool.
Which was cool.
Well, then I closed out Chicago Craft Beer Week with a wedding at Goose Island Clybourne. Buddy Don got married there. Or he didn't get married there, but he had his reception there with his new wife, Laura. So... they were pouring four different beers, and yeah, it was just a good time. It was kind of a good time to check out the space again because we had the event there a few weeks ago, the 26th anniversary.
Yeah.
And so got to hang out in the new space more. It's just, it's nice being in there.
I think if you got a wife that wants to get her wedding reception at Goose Island, I think you did
it's
good.
It's a winner? Okay.
I think you won at that point. He's the winner of Chicago Craft Beer Week, this guy.
So that was like almost a perfect way to end Craft Beer Week for me. It's just another celebration.
Right on.
So, oh man, we got to get to some of these events. It's already, we're 30 minutes in here. We got to tell everyone what they, where they need to be drinking this week.
We can't shut up, Brad. What's up with that, man?
I know. It was tough. We had to dig around to find some events this week. Everyone sort of went all out the last 11 days, and I think they're staying low this last week, really.
Yeah, man. 300 events over the week and a half that was Chicago Craft Beer Week. So, yeah, this weekend's very low-key. We've got three or four events we want to spotlight for you guys, though. So on Wednesday, May 28th, the good folks at Goose Island are having a release party at the Globe for Divine Avenue, which is the latest Fulton Wood beer.
Okay. And this is the, is it a Fulton Wood beer, or just is this the first, or is this a new bottle line?
No, it's both.
Okay.
It's both. So this is the latest Fulton Wood.
The first one to be bottled.
And this, I believe this is the first one to be bottled. Huh. So it's a Belgian ale, right? Yeah. And it's named after Devon, which is an avenue that runs through most of Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love the marketing on this because on this, they refer to it as a pale ale with Indian spices.
Okay. Not an Indian pale ale.
Right. Right. So that's going to be, if you RSVP with, if you RSVP with Dude 32, that's a free event. That's May 28th. That's a Wednesday from 7 to 9 at the Globe. The Globe's on Irving Park.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. Fulton and Wood series are always cool. Usually they're at the pub. I'm sorry, at the barrel showcase room. But then they started moving them out to some of their key accounts, mm-hmm. which was really more accessible. Actually makes more sense.
Right.
People that are there for 2 hours and they're having a good time, they're going to stay and buy beer at one of their big accounts.
Right. And you get other people in from those neighborhoods. So that's good.
Yeah, so that's May 28th, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Then the next day, Thursday, the 29th, Fishman's Liquor and Tavern, Three Floyds Tap Takeover.
Oh, nice, okay.
No, they had one of these literally like 2 months ago, but it's Three Floyds, so, you know, the people want more Three Floyds.
They just can't keep up with the demand for Three Floyds.
You know, so this is, Floyds is bringing 14 beers to this. Now, Tap This is a beer... food truck music pairing. Okay. There's always some sort of live band, and then there's also a food truck at every single one. So Rabbit, Gumball Head, just to name a few. A lot of fun Three Floyds beers there. You can't find most of these in bottles. I think maybe half of these you probably can't find in bottles. So, nice. Yeah. So
good reason to head out there and, you know, always, you never need an excuse to drink some Three Floyds.
Right? Absolutely. Especially if you don't have to drive to Munster.
Yeah.
You know, which is really the only way to get to Munster, right? It's the only way to get there is if you drive. So
yeah.
You can go to Fishman's.
You can bike, man. We bike there.
You're hardcore than most of us. I'll tell you that, Brad. So that's Thursday. Saturday, May 31st is My Fest, Chicago. So
your
it's
fest?
My Fest. M-A-I. Oh, so this is actually a 3-day fest that's running the 29th through June 1st. But we're spotting lighting Saturday because, you know, it's a Saturday event as well. So it's going to be a Hofbräu and Pabst beer showcase.
Nice.
But My Fest is actually it's a German festival that celebrates German culture in general. So there's going to be like live entertainment and food, and it takes up a whole block in Lincoln Square. So right at 4700 North Lincoln. So that's near like right at Lawrence and Lincoln, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be running 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Actually, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Jeez.
May 29th through June 1st. It's running from noon to 10 p.m. every day. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the other fests going on this weekend is Dew Division Fest, and that's, you know, it's kind of like fest season now.
We're in the festival season, man.
Every weekend, you can usually count on a festival somewhere, and usually they run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this weekend's Dew Division, small bar division, usually has a tent going, and they usually have some better beer.
Yeah, they don't play games when it comes to the beer.
Yeah,
they always have good beer.
So definitely check that out. Drink some beer, listen to some good bands, either Do Division, my Fest, or even both, you know.
That's true. If you got folks in town, it's a good weekend.
Yeah, so two different neighborhoods.
You know, block party, Chicago style, man. Uh-huh. You know? So Saturday, if you're out in the burbs, man, in Aurora, Illinois, there is an event called the Wisconsin Beer and Cheese Tour. Huh. So Kurt Foreman, who does the event up at the zoo up in Racine, the Great Lakes Zoo Festival, Beer Festival, he's doing this fest. May 31st is going to be in Aurora at River Edge Park. So they're bringing 12 beers that are Wisconsin based. Oh, they're cool. Also bringing cheeses and sausages.
Wisconsin cheeses.
Wisconsin sausages. So it's a Wisconsin showcase in the Western burbs.
Okay.
That's going to be Saturday, May 31st, 3 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. VIP 75, general admission is $40. Eh. So, yeah. And I got one more event for Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday 31st is really the big day.
Yeah.
Right? So from noon to 3, again at Fishman's, is a Rude Hippo crowdfunding launch party. So Rude Hippo is a brewery that's trying to get off the ground. They're currently contract brewing out at 18th Street in Gary, Indiana. And they have a crowdsourcing fundable campaign. www.poorbrewer.com is the website. That's funny, poorbrewer.com. And they're bringing two beers to Fishman's. And it's a party where you can come meet the brewers, find out what they're doing, and then just really get a chance to understand why they want you to participate in their campaign.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's from noon to 3 at Fishman's on May 31st.
So Saturday sounds like the day to be drinking.
Sunday, get some rest. Go visit your family. You know, go visit mom and dad, or, you know, just hang out.
Nice. I think I'll be out in Aurora on Saturday. Visit my mom, so maybe I'll have to see what time that is and maybe check out this festival.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I'd love to get out there. Yeah, they're doing that on May 31st in Aurora, and they're doing the same fest in June 21st in Wheaton.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, this guy's really giving people a chance to get out to the burbs, the deep suburbs.
Wow, awesome.
That's like the edge of civilization. When you get to Aurora, what's past Aurora?
Well, then you got DeKalb. Then that's the end, yeah.
I was going to say Iowa.
No. Not quite there yet, no. Well, I think that'll do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, if people want to get in touch, how can they find you?
Hey, man, I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And you can find me on Twitter, it's at BRad. And you can find Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. All these episodes get posted on chicagobeerpass.com. So go there, give them a listen. It usually links to iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us a review. We love seeing that. It helps other people find the show. And, you know, it just, you know, let us know what you think. You know, give us feedback if you're loving it, if you're hating it. Really, don't tell us if you're hating it. But yeah.
Boo, you guys suck.
And then we have a Facebook page. Like us up there. We're usually posting events that we find that we just don't make in the show or they get posted late. And we're sharing photos there as well. So, yeah, thanks for listening.